Iranian writer Nazila Fati raised her kids in the U.S. and realized they were hearing a lot of negative messages about their country. So eventually she took things into her own hands by writing two new children's books celebrating Persian history and culture. Nazila Fati tells me they were very personal projects.
My kids, who are teenagers now, were having some identity crisis when they were much younger. My son changed his name to Jack when he was 8 years old. And I felt that there was something that I'd done wrong, that I have messed up things for them. Their identity crisis was partly because they were hearing so many negative things about Iran. In 2012, 2013, we drove to school every morning and my kids were hearing what was on the news about Iran. This was a time that Iran and the U.S. were almost in full confrontation over Iran's nuclear program. And they started feeling that Iran was a country that they didn't want to have anything to do with. They wanted to distance themselves. And this was painful for me. So I started telling them stories about Iran, Iranian figures who had contributed to human civilization, who had done something great, basically in an effort to remind them there were many positive things about their culture.
Mm. And you and your family, you were living in the States when all this kind of occurred to you. What did you think you had done wrong as a parent?
Well, as a parent, I felt that I failed to introduce the Persian culture to my kids in a proper way. I wanted them to feel what Iran had been once upon a time, to feel what Iranian figures had contributed to science, to politics, to mathematics. And so I started telling them stories about prominent figures like Avicenna, like Cyrus, like Darius, and what they had done.
Right. So the first book you wrote is about Cyrus, the founder of the Persian Empire, and then this book about Avicenna, the father of modern medicine. Why did you choose these particular stories to tell?
Well, first of all, I don't think you can talk to Iranians without mentioning Cyrus.
Right.
To Iranians, Cyrus is what Moses is to the Jews. Basically, to Iranians, their liberator, the founder of their civilization, the man who made them proud. So definitely Cyrus was going to be among the first books that I wrote. But Avicenna was even more than a physician, more than a doctor. He was also a philosopher.
There's an interesting little passage that I'm just going to read from Avicenna in your book. Avicenna, known as Ibn Sina or Abu Ali Sina in the Middle East, studied and worked so hard that he became the best doctor in the city of Bukhara when he was just a teenager. So when Bukhara's ruler fell ill and no doctor in town could treat him, they sent for Avicenna. "Your Majesty," said a 15-year-old Avicenna confidently, "you are suffering from lead poisoning." He gave the ruler medicine, and within days he recovered. So I read those pages because they do telegraph a sense of pride for this man. Were you consciously telling these stories with this kind of intent?
Definitely. I came across a lot of Iranian kids who were my children's friends. And they were named like Avicenna, Cyrus, Darius. And I used to ask them, "Do you know what your name means?" I knew those were very meaningful names for their parents when they had chosen them. But a lot of these kids didn't know anything about the people they were named after. So, I mean, that was my intention. I want to write stories that would tell kids who are growing up here, very far away from their motherland, that everything is not dark and negative about Iran.
How old are your kids now, and what do they think of the books?
My kids are 14 and 15 and a half. They've read the books many times as I was writing them. They were my editors.
Huh.
And, you know, they feel much more confident about who they are now.
Well, I'm imagining all of your books on the shelves of the kids section of the library. For non-Iranian kids, what kind of impact do you want these stories to have?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. You know, stories convey values, beliefs, attitudes. And I don't want these stories just to be for Iranian kids. I think we live at a time that we are exposed to a lot of negative narrative about immigrants of certain background. And so I think the need for children to read global stories more than ever, not just about Iran, about other cultures as well. So I really hope that American kids would read this books, just so that we will have a better understanding of different cultures.
Nazila Fati, author of the children's books My Name is Cyrus and Avicenna, the Father of Modern Medicine. Great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.